Surprise Story, As Hungry as a Wolf. A story written by Kathy Fagundes and illustrated by Marianne Pifferetti. One morning, greedy Henny woke up with an empty stomach. She pecked at all the seeds by the hen house, but her tummy was still making funny noises.
"Oh, I'm very hungry. These little seeds are not enough for me. I'm so hungry I could eat a wolf."
So off she went into the forest to find some lunch, humming,
"Off I go through the woods to find a chubby wolf. Wolf for lunch, wolf for tea, that should be enough for me."
Ha! Suddenly, a wolf jumped out at the hen. She was not scared at all. When the wolf saw how chubby she was, he licked his lips.
"I'm so glad to see you. I would love to munch on a chicken thigh this morning," he said.
"And I am so hungry this morning that I could eat a wolf," said the hen, pouncing on the wolf.
They rolled around fighting and almost knocked each other out. A bird that was resting nearby woke up in a bad mood.
"What is all the noise about?"
The wolf and the hen then explained,
"We are both hungry and we cannot decide which one of us should eat the other one. Can you help us?"
The bird suggested a game.
"Tickle each other under the chin, and the first one to laugh gets eaten by the other one."
But the wolf and the hen burst out laughing at the same time and could not stop.
"Enough," cried the bird. "Sit down under the tree. The first one to get bird poo on their head will lose."
The wolf and the hen made a face.
"Yuck, disgusting, bird poo for lunch, never." "Okay then," said the bird. "The one who does not get bird poo on their head will be gobbled up. And now, leave me in peace."
The wolf and the hen sat under the tree and began to talk. The wolf said,
"It's the first time I have met someone who is not scared of me. It feels good."
The hen said,
"I think you understand me, and that feels good too."
They told each other their life stories and laughed loudly. The bird shouted,
"Well done! You have woken me up again. I thought you were hungry. Go on then, eat each other up, but in silence."
The wolf and the hen replied together,
"Actually, we have bird-sized appetites now."
They looked up at the bird. Suddenly, the bird did not want to sleep anymore and quickly flew away.
"At last, we can talk as much as we want," said the hen and the wolf.
The end.